Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Oh, welcome. One and all to Hat Chat episode 103.
That's right.
Wow. With your hosts, yeah. Chris Trott.
Ross Hornby.
And Alex Smith, that's me.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you're all very, very healthy and don't have any underlying conditions today.
Jesus. Yeah, no, we wish that all the time, by the way. That's not just today.
Yeah. I hope that's an ongoing thing, that you just never have any underlying health conditions.
Yeah. It's normally you don't even mention it.
No.
It's just,
no,
yeah,
I don't.
We
don't worry about it.
Upon you.
And we also bless you today with our voices and with some stupid hypotheticals followed by some silly news, hopefully to break up either your commute or your working day, or, I don't know what else you'd be doing.
What genre would you say that finger was? It's like a jazz kind of, like...
Game show disco.
Kind of disco-y. Kind of disco-y as well.
Yeah, there was a
bit of
disco
in there.
Yeah.
That was Tom Roderick. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Tom.
Roderick. I really enjoyed that one. That was good.
A classic.
No critique. Nice. That's, I don't know if that's
nothing.
Good or bad. It's just, I guess it's just, I felt okay during that. It didn't make me feel weird. Didn't make me feel that weird bottom feeling when you feel sensitive and sudden, when you listen to something harsh and like,
I don't know what you mean by
pause.
That bottom feeling.
Yeah. You've got that feet. Do you ever have that in the bottom of your spine? Where it's like if you see someone about to get hit by a car and then they do get hit by a car.
Oh, like you go, squeaky
bum
like time.
You see like, or the drilling of a dentist drill, it's the squeaky
the wincing,
bump. Is that what everyone is referring to?
It's sort
to?
Of you drawing like your asshole in, isn't it? So
yeah,
you're retracting your asshole,
like puckering,
like up in the back of your spine, and it goes.
You feel
up
that here. With certain fingers, what you're saying?
Yeah,
that's what you did to him. You made his butthole move.
Ooh, like witnessing a car crash or a kid fall off a roller coaster. That kind
you
of.
You told
thing.
Me you just got erections from that stuff.
Erections. Well, it's part and parcel. I think there's a biological effect from that zipping.
Priapism. Oh. It's a priapism. It's involuntary.
It's involuntary. Ignore it. It's natural. Relax.
Maybe that's an underlying condition. Anyway.
Yeah.
How about we go straight on to some really well-crafted hypothetical questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's straight in there.
The architect, of course, are they unknown? They're like Banksy. We won't know who made these.
They
amazing...
like to remain anonymous this week.
Good, yeah.
But what we can say, however, is there was an audience vote as to which one was the best one that should be talked about first, thanks to our patrons on patreon.com/hatfilms. Thank you very much for being the foundation, the rebar that supports this entire structure of the Hat Chat podcast. Thanks for keeping
us. We've tried to inject some democracy into our idiocy.
Indeed.
Which
and also,
is,
this thing would be in the bin without them. Let's be honest. Let's be
it
really
totally
honest
would.
For a second.
It's
they are
be
funding
so
the
far
Hat
in
Chat.
The bin. We'd still record them, but we'd put them onto tape and then bin the tapes.
We just listen to them ourselves and then realize that's shit.
Let's not do this.
Let's not do it.
First Patreon hypothetical. Thank you for this. It's happened. You had a genuine close encounter with the third kind. It's absolutely real, but no one else saw it. What would you do? I've got an answer for this immediately.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, I'd start a small YouTubing group and subtly, but over time, tell people about how aliens are actually quite probable. And as more science comes out, strengthen your argument further until at a certain point you decide to reveal that you've actually had one of these encounters, but not yet.
So you wouldn't go in with, believe me, because I've had an experience, because it's easy for someone to dismiss
that,
right?
I'd gaslight thousands of people, Troll, first of all.
Right.
I'd be doing that for years, like a decade at least at this point.
Would you go full X-Files with like your intro sequence and stuff like that? And
No. You disguise it. You build the channel based on maybe gaming.
Just solely something totally irrelevant.
And then eventually you would start bringing it up in conversation more and more. You'd watch more and more programs about it to corroborate what you experienced with what other people have experienced. And slowly build this trust that, you know, this guy is a trustable person, you know, is an objective thinker. So if this guy suggests that aliens could be real, then maybe. And then eventually obviously come out with my big story, do TV, do a book.
Is there anything you'd like to say?
You'll ever get too invested, though, as in like you've built yourself up to such a degree that the moment you announce the third encounter part,
yeah,
it destroys and crumbles away everything you built up. And then you're like, ah.
But it really happened, though. So really what I'm saying is, like, as in I'm telling people about...
No, of course.
It should all match up.
Right.
I was probed a lot.
How do you convince someone? I think, is that the underlying question here as well? Like, is there a good way to convince someone that you've experienced this firsthand? You didn't have camera footage, which seems to be always the case.
I think
you wouldn't necessarily take your phone out.
As insane as it is to spend 10 years building hat films so that Smith can reveal that he got anally probed by an alien. There is some credit to,
a lot.
Commitment.
A lot of probing.
A lot of probing.
It was unnecessary. I don't know what else they could have learned.
Convincing people first that you're a genuine person. You are a credible person, and then revealing by the BT dubs. Big old anal probing like 10 years ago.
How did it happen, buddy?
By some aliens.
What was the situation, mate?
I was at a bus stop. I was 14 years old. It was one of those bus stops built into a wall, you know, like made of hamstone and stuff. Like, they're quite nice ones. The ones that look kind of nice, but equally you're like, someone's definitely pissed and slept in that quite a few times. There's a lot of shagging going on in them as well, I imagine.
Car crashing into it?
Not at the time. No, that's why I was surprised when I saw a bright light come hover over me. And then the next thing I knew it, there's probes in my butt. And that's what I remember. And then I woke up the next day, face down, on the stone bench of the bus station. All right. It was a UFO. Must have been. Bright light, then a lot of anal probing. The only explanation I can come up with is a close encounter. Maybe not of the third kind, but a close encounter with maybe a local bum. I don't know.
Can you think of
with a bright
how
torch.
This can be deconstructed?
You can,
as
yeah.
A traumatic also the experience that's been repackaged.
Perhaps. On the walk home was the first time I saw the local garage was selling for a very good price those million candle power torches.
Yeah.
And there definitely was this drunk guy asleep behind the sign of the town as I walked out of its borders, you know. Yeah. And he looked happy. He looked exhausted.
The first time looked exhausted. Must have got a pack of batteries with his light on the way back.
I'm going to use this immediately. More AAs for 20 minutes of operation.
I remember the film Close Encounter of the Third Kind.
Mm-hmm.
It's really realistic, especially the end part.
Yeah,
where it whizzes through the city or through the mountainscape.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know how you would convince somebody else, but I think what I would do after that, immediately after that situation, I think after doing all that we do, like vlogging and stuff like that, I feel like I would get my camera out, my phone out, and film myself just describing what happened and how I feel then.
Mm-hmm.
I'd kind of do a little video diary for myself.
In the moment.
In the moment, just thinking, okay, look, I don't know how to, I'm not going to write this down. I just, you know, I'm going to say this. And I don't know how, I mean, obviously, there's no specifics to how this would have happened. When, I mean, where do you imagine a close encounter of the third kind could happen? It could happen on your toilet. It could happen anywhere, right? You could
be,
you don't need to be outside in a wilderness where it's pitch black and you can see all the stars. That seems to be a common trope.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could happen when you're, you know, in the garden and you touch a worm and suddenly, ooh. That could have been the alien.
You touch a worm.
That's maybe. A really good point. I mean, it's a really good point because, like, I think also interdimensional
aliens.
Like, but I mean, like, yeah, but I mean, interdimensional. Like, why would you do all of the traditional, like, driving up to a place, getting out, hello, waving? If you're advanced enough to, like, go through space, like through the distances of space required, you know, if you have the luxury of just popping down the planets and being like, what are all these advanced monkeys doing, you know, like you would maybe have more advanced than what we're thinking of as an A to B form of transport. Like the whole like ultra terrestrial thing is really cool because it's like the idea that like some aliens or visitors or whatever the hell you want to call them, basically things that aren't of Earth, extraterrestrials, could be in fact coming from different realities, dimensions, things that are being explored in real science and, you know, like that could exist. I mean, obviously it's very difficult for us to comprehend, but they could be coming through a magical portal and expressing their connection with you, Ross, through your contact with a worm you've just touched, is what I'm saying. It's not outside the realms of possibility.
Do you think it's more or less likely that you would have come into contact with aliens while scuba diving?
I feel like
it's more likely. Let's say you're at the Titanic level, really deep. I don't know if humans can actually get that deep.
Christ. Yeah, you can.
But I think it's more likely you'll come across an extraterrestrial being in a kind of a alien space like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In essence, the creatures at the bottom of the sea are as alien as they come, right?
Yeah.
That we are aware of.
I mean,
well, not necessarily at the bottom of the sea.
Not necessarily dead bottom, but like deep.
Real down.
Well, so the top sort of 10% of the world's oceans have something like 90% of the ocean's life. Yeah. So this is something you got to remember. Like, it's a bit like the air. Like, birds don't exist at, like, 60,000... They don't live at 60,000 feet up, right? Because the conditions are... There's not enough to eat. It's too cold.
Planes keep hitting them.
Planes keep sucking the fuckers up. But, no, it's the same with the ocean. Like, you know, there is a huge dead zone in the ocean. But, I mean, yeah, there is shit at the bottom of the sea. But you're right. I mean, ultimately, also, there's the... what are they called? The spirits of Lake Bahiar.
Loch Ness.
So the really good one is that like octopus and cephalopods and a lot of the you know, those kind of creatures are as alien as they can get from us because they actually branched off on a different evolutionary tree very, very early on. I've read somewhere that us and octopus have our closest shared relative is a seagrass. So like a grass that grew in the sea millions of years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that something about octopus and how like crazy different the evolutionary chain is from most other life, I believe. Like, they branched out very early on, and therefore their makeup is just so drastically different from anything else on Earth. Whereas we can be compared to a banana and most other things. Octopus, they've got, like, a shared brain across all their tentacles and shit like that. It's just their biological makeup is so weird and different. It's some argue that, you know, they were a different product of another asteroid hitting Earth. More different microorganisms.
Yeah.
Setting off a totally different.
Well, they very well could be that kind of stuff. Yeah. There's every chance that life on Earth could have started because of bacteria or something that came to us from other star systems. Absolutely.
Creatures in Arrival and have tentacles. That's kind of like a tentacle stamp they do. That's,
they're not real, though.
Well, no, of course they're not real. It's film. But like,
they thought of
kind of creature.
Yeah, it's the most alien
that we can think of, right?
that are also feasible. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like
would
something
you make
that
love
we can
to an octopus?
No, no.
It's the little beak that puts me off.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Just knowing that it's
I don't know how you would. They've got those ear holes, but I don't think there's a. They're not for that.
I like the idea of the suckers.
I'm saying no.
But, yeah.
You like the ideas of the suckers? I guess so.
I like the idea of them.
It could touch all sensory parts of your body. Like a giant one. Like a big fucker. Yeah. Those huge ones they see at the bottom of, like, oil rigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
yeah,
are horrifying. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine scuba diving and seeing that. I would just unplug
it'd be intense,
everything.
Wouldn't it? It'd be intense. It really would. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
I'm not dealing with this. Reality is too much for me.
Dump your weight. I'm out. Rocket to the surface. Yeah. No, I agree. It would be pretty intense to see something that big in the sea when you feel like you're just hovering there in space. I think it'd be exciting. Yeah. I think it'd be.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to swim in dolphins, so saying that. So loads of people say that's their dream. That's my nightmare still. Big creatures, being in a body of water with a large creature that is that's their realm. No, thank you. Mm-hmm. Trot, you swam with dolphins. How was it?
I didn't swim with dolphins.
You touched a dolphin.
I feel like in your mind you really built up a huge picture of me just
I thought you swam with them once.
For the whole school of dolphins.
Didn't there you get in the water with some?
Speaking for them.
Trot, didn't you get in the water with some?
I didn't get in the water with any. They were literally in like a big vat, essentially.
Yeah.
And they were all poking their heads out, and then we touched their tongues and fed them some fish.
Oh, okay.
So they basically have this little like meeting area where they can pop up from their big tank up into this little tank where the pedestrians are. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, come meet one. And yeah, I did that.
What do they feel like?
Very harsh tongue.
That seems like an odd question. Tongue. I guess gritty, more like a cat's tongue.
Yeah. Like, I guess they tear apart fish flesh with it or something.
Yeah, probably. Scales.
But it's like
what about
sandpaper.
The rest of them? I imagine they feel kind of like... Do you know when
like a wetsuit,
kids
like
play
rubber.
Parks where they have those kind of fiberglass slides, but like the outside is smooth? I imagine they feel a bit like that. Do they?
Nope.
No? Okay. I had a question.
It's like
you answered
squidgy.
It.
They're squidgy. They're not a hard shell.
Squidgy, okay. So it's more like a big foamy structure. Like
not
how
foamy,
hard
no.
Could you think you would be strong enough to just crush?
They got a skeleton.
To completion.
No, like, I don't think
yeah,
so. Like, could you scrush? I guess
curious,
we could crush a skull, a human skull, if we wanted to.
With your hands?
I don't know. Still alive. Fuck you. Fuck you.
God.
So, yeah, I guess you could do that with a dolphin. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good to know. I just want to know if I'm in the water, if I could overpower such a creature.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you could, but I think you feel bad
reasonable?
About it because they look quite cute.
What if I thought it was attacking me? If I just saw its fin and started kicking out, because it's like, whoa, a fin. Could be a shark. You have to hit them.
I mean, I've been in that situation where, yeah, I was surfing in Australia and I had two big grey shapes go underneath me as I was on a wave. And I initially thought, oh, okay, I'm going to die. My mate was like, he just caught a wave in. And this is like these waves... You have to paddle quite a long way out. You're at least, you know, you're a good 50 to 100 meters off the coast, off the beach. It's not very deep, I will say. It's only about 8 feet deep at most. So you can see sort of see the bottom of the sea floor through the waves. Anyway, he's just caught a wave all the way in. So he's a good, you know, he's barely in shouting distance to me, so I'm like, you know, and I'm like, stay in, because I thought it was a shark or something, right, come underneath me. I mean, the giveaway would have been
shark!
How quickly both of them moved, and I don't think sharks tend to hunt together. I think they're fairly solitary, so they wouldn't have gone. They were moving in tandem. Anyway, yeah, I was like,
that's
shit,
the squeaky bum.
It was intense because I was like, wow, there's a really big shape just went straight underneath my board. Then
that's terrifying.
It was pretty like, shit. Like, I definitely saw something go underneath me then. What was that? Yeah. And then I shouted to my mate, don't come out.
like a cute Free Willy scenario where he kind of like, I'll guide you back to shore, and then you're surfing on the back of.
I'm nah, I mean, it's an animal. You know, it's an animal.
It's
like,
an animal, a wild animal.
Yeah, but you don't know for sure, though, right? We've had very few interactions with aquatic creatures.
True. This well, could be I probably wouldn't. That probably wouldn't be.
They could wouldn't be the thing I lean moment. Into.
I would lean into natural order. There's a hairless monkey in not in its domain. Like, you are the thing that is currently...
It wants to be the cool kid because yeah. it's in Australia and it's got to impress all the
yeah,
locals
it's got to impress.
Around.
Also, there was no, there was like nobody else on this beach either. We were in a place called Lancelin, which is northwest Australia. Like sheep's wool. Lancelin, and it was like dead. There was no one around. Like, we were about, you know, half an hour's drive from anyone. And so... that kind of concerned me too. And then anyway, I've paddled a bit. I was trying to say to my mate, like, don't come out. And then I looked up to the left, and in the wave, there were two dolphins. Like, up to my left, there was another big wave forming. And I looked up to the left, and then there was two dolphins. And I was like, come out, they're dolphins, come out. But like, before I'd even like started paddling towards them, they'd already like disappeared up the beach. You know what I mean? They're so quick. But yeah, no, it's not a nice feeling. And even though they were dolphins, I wasn't like, you know, yay. I kind of get what you mean, Ross, by like, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's a large creature in the sea.
If there's enough dolphins as well, there's always that risk, you know? They're quite horny fuckers. You could be in the middle of a game.
I'd like to try and see them do it in like 6 feet of surf that I was in, because it'd be tough just to hold positions, you know?
Yeah, because there was a... it was on Reddit the other day of a surfer who was in a competition in 2015, and... a shark just approached him and started like knocking him, and he punched it, so it luckily went away and avoided him. But as the cameras were filming him, as it happened, they could see the fin come up around the wave.
Yeah.
Then the wave came up and hit him, and they were like, oh god, is he all right? Luckily he punched it away, and it and he kind of grazed him.
Damn.
But still, the sight of that is just so horrifying, again, because that's their domain.
It's just so rare,
you know, it's not common.
Yeah.
Even in Australia, where there
very
are
rare.
Loads of sharks, it's still quite rare. So it's just
shark
the thought.
Attacks are just overblown, like, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Thanks to Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, Steven.
Definitely, but, you know, horror films, you know, I can't have one of those weird marionette dolls because of horror films. Nor can I have whatever that
would you have,
from,
though? Without,
oh man, I love marionette dolls up until
I can't
now.
Have them. I'm worried they're
my marionette
come alive.
Collection.
It's gonna turn
I'm
its head at me.
Come alive, and their smiles are creepy. It's weird. Smiling dead, like, well, inanimate objects are creepy. They are.
It's because it's lifeless.
Clowns, horrible. It's like the uncanny valley.
Yeah. Well, you know it's not alive, but it has.
Yeah.
It's gained some sort of sentience.
I think that you know, sometimes it's okay.
I want to come back to as well.
Sorry,
the alien one.
Trot needs to answer the alien one. Yeah.
Okay.
After you can finish what you were saying.
I was just going to say that I think it's okay sometimes to just go, these things are fucking weird.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like, it's an expression of like, this makes me uncomfortable, and sometimes I feel like you need to strive for a better explanation of why something's weird, because otherwise it sounds a bit kind of closed-minded. But no, I'm growing more, perhaps because I'm becoming more and more bigoted in my age, that I'm happy to say marionette dolls are pretty strange. Yeah.
But like, because of those films as well, did you ever go downstairs late at night when you were a kid, like to get a drink or something? And then all lights were off.
Yes.
And then when you walked back to your bedroom, you kind of, that there was a feeling that there could be something changed. So you walk a little bit faster than normal.
Yeah.
You kind of just close the door. You don't
dark
look.
Is scary.
The run up the stairs kind of close effect, the door, isn't it?
Ooh, that could have been. You know, it's nothing, but you're just like, ooh.
I had plenty of nightmares as a kid of like being chased in my house when all the lights are off, and then you got to get to bed as fast as possible and put the duvet over before the thing gets you.
Were you ever worried about putting your legs over the edge? No. I always forgot, and I fell.
No, I'm too small.
But like, as in under the bed, the hands to grip you and pull you under. That's always a classic trope, isn't it, in films?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a new one.
I worried more about falling through the bottom of my bed because it had slats that weren't quite wide enough for the bed. So if I moved at all in the night, the top half of my bed would just bang, and all six of the slats would fall out, and I would fall through the bottom of my bed frame. That happened for years.
Physical injury, just genuine
that,
physical
that was
harm.
More my worry. I wasn't worried about putting my legs over the side. I was looking forward to it. You know, I was like, geez, I can get off this death trap in the morning.
I can distribute the weight a bit better and not fall through.
Oh my God. Considering how much of a fussy guy I am these days about like what I sleep on and the quality of my sleep, I put up with just an awful camping, sleeping arrangement. I know, exactly. It's like I love
a third
love
mattress,
the...
actually. I'll be using that one as well.
This will be my feet response. Mattress. Yeah. If I decide to get up in the night, I want to be able to step onto a mattress.
It's a king size duvet as well. It's lovely.
Wrap myself
in
it.
Still.
And this is the... This is the man I've hired to build an actual roof over our heads.
What's the other guy doing? Oh, he's making a pizza oven, actually. Oh, no. Cool. Outdoor living.
And they're the best.
It's all cause and effect, isn't it? Because of your terrible night's sleep, you will never go back. And you're overcompensating nowadays.
Yeah. I will sleep like a princess.
Well, do you think you go back to a single bed?
Probably.
On my own. A decent-sized single bed on my own, sure.
No, it's a single bed, a regular single bed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
I think I'd be all right.
You sleep in that now.
Do I fit in it? It depends on the size of it.
Well, it's going to be an average. I mean, if you don't fit in an average one, then no, you're going to be crumpled up. You have to sleep kind of fetal position to every time.
Beetle position?
Beetle. Yeah, the beetle position. Like a little beetle. Scarabs. Butter under the covers.
With my arms and my legs curled in beneath myself.
Yeah.
I sit with my back. I sleep with my back hunched. The beetle position sucks.
Okay, right. Second, we're going to the second hypothetical.
We could. I asked Trot what his. He didn't say what he would do if he met an alien force.
Bury
it. What would you
do? You'd bury it.
Yeah. No one's going to believe me.
The scenario.
Or you've killed it. Oh, right.
No one's going to believe me. I'd probably tell a few close people and they'd be like. And I'd be like,
like, yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Oh, fuck. No one's going to believe me.
I don't think that's true anymore. I think people desperately want to believe and they'd be like, are you serious? And like,
yeah, but he's got a good point there because like when you come out to these things, everyone starts thinking, oh, hang on, he's that guy.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
No one takes those people who seriously when they come out and say, oh, I saw this.
Serious. But when does that last happen?
He took me up to his ship. The light came down and it's like, oh, what? I don't believe
last
that.
Person to claim to have met a UFO.
It's going
to
be happening
in
daily in America.
In America, maybe.
Yeah, but I do feel like there's a lot of issues in America that aren't being addressed. So these people are just
like UFO sightings
as well, and some educational issues. There's some rural areas as well, like you know, these people are just like. Now I saw a flashing light and it beamed down and then I fell on my head and then, oh shit, I think it was an alien. And that's an easy answer for probably quite a traumatic real situation.
I've looked at
I'm just reading about the most recent UFO things. Yeah. I'm in already down the rabbit hole. Go on,
so since 1906, right, until 2014, here is a map of reported UFO sightings.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
What we're looking at here is a world map with little glowing dots.
Yeah.
And America's lit up like a fucking Christmas tree.
It's
and so is the UK.
Lit. It's, yeah.
So is the UK.
Eastern side is mostly covered as well. But
the
Western
world is infatuated with UFOs, whereas the rest of the world...
No, to keep quiet.
Yeah.
They need no to
They've got an agreement
mouths.
With the aliens. But yeah, I don't know where this comes from. Esri, again, like this could not be
who knows
that accurate. I don't know how they collected this information, but our infatuation with it being in like popular media and that sort of thing, and since 1906, there's been plenty of UFO crazes.
Yeah, would you classify
and movies and things like that?
Shooting star as a like witnessing a UFO. Essentially, you don't read this unidentified in your eyes. You've seen something whip past in the sky. That's quite a magical moment as well. If you're with a loved one or just alone, masturbating in a field.
Is that something that's unique. Common?
I don't personally, I would never. I would never. Been, don't accuse me.
I'm not accusing you.
But like a shooting star is a pretty cool thing to see. Also, when you can actually kind of spot those satellites going across as well, that's pretty cool. But like...
It's easy to jump to, I don't know what that is, therefore it's alien.
I loved it when there was some Elon Musk rocket stuff going off the SpaceX. They had like those kind of really amazing blue cloud effects from where their launch happened, and everyone in California was going nuts because, oh my god, look at this thing, because it looked amazing because it was happening visibly. It wasn't just like left in
the
sky. It's like,
chemicals that were being released were reacting,
and it looked
with the
fucking amazing. Like that's how you would want your UFO experience to be if you witnessed one.
And then a big beam comes down,
you can also prove it,
and hits the White House.
It hits the White House, kaboom.
Do you think that'd be
so dramatic?
Do you think there'd be more celebration nowadays than like, oh my god, that's awful nowadays?
I think it'd be amazing that I think the intelligence of another species to know exactly where the political powers are in the world would be incredible. Like the likelihood of them literally just spurting this kind of laser beam down into the middle of the ocean somewhere is probably more likely, right? As in the White House. They've actually got the White House. But it's a film, okay, it's for fun, you know. But like it's more likely there's crazy.
No, it must be
the
whales.
Oceans, right?
It must be the whales that run this planet. Shoot the cetacean prime minister.
Shoot those big fuckers. Why wouldn't they go for the big fuckers?
We don't know, sir. The aliens seem to have wiped out all intelligent life in the sea. It's all, you know, they would have prayed a card.
Humanity in general shrugs. Yeah, and continues oil distribution.
We've been doing the same thing. The Japanese are like, love your work.
That's great.
We start
speeding this whole thing up.
They start they're all floating to the surface.
Wow, Japan would like to know your location. But you know, Christ, who knows? I mean, it would be nice to have something to.
Do you want to live through a UFO?
Oh, 100%.
Like an alien invasion, if you will.
Not a fucking invasion, no.
Invasion. It will be.
Would you like to live through an intergalactic war?
When you look at the map of all the galaxies and how many there are and how vast each galaxy is on their own, and you think they come just to ours, they are not coming here just for tea and fucking biscuits. They are coming here to invade and to fuck us up and to consume the planet and then fuck off.
No, I don't think so.
And then why? It's tiny. If you can traverse
Snake IO, where it is.
If you can traverse interstellar space, you've probably come up with a solution for creating matter. So the idea that they'd need anything like resources, you know, any kind of, if a future society would have the physical need for things on our planet, I think is highly unlikely. Exploration and the pursuit of knowledge is the only sort of infinite
thing
to
be
a super
novelty.
Advanced race, isn't it?
It's like, oh my god, it's like the remote untouched tribes of our world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
of like, okay, we've got to be careful how we make contact so that we don't, you know, completely mess up everything and treat them with a level of respect. You'd hope that, you know, the level of sentience above ours and intelligence would treat us the same way. It's like, we've got to be careful. You know, what's the Star Trek rule? Where they, like, we don't engage with it.
Don't first contact or, like, rules. Yeah, basically, if you don't uplift them, I think. Like, you don't... you've got to let a society develop at their own pace and not just go like, lol, here's replicators.
solved all your needs for things.
A rebellious bunch.
Just because
the prime directive to, about it.
Is it like giving a toddler like an iPod? Not iPod, an iPhone. Giving a toddler an iPhone straight away when they don't know how to use it or what it's worth. Mm-hmm. So if you give an uncivilized society a replicator.
An alien comes to you, right? And then puts a device on you, on your brain, and suddenly you're able to see the fourth dimension and conceptualize it. That's how big of a leap it would be. It'd be like going from 2D to 3D and then 3D to 4D. Jesus Christ. You can see all of time happening all at once.
Yeah.
I'd love
as a
it.
Big fucking worm. Oh my God.
Why wouldn't
what
you
if
want to.
Your brain just exploded like moments after because you just aren't built for that.
Like Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Mm. Yeah.
The Crystal Skull, yeah.
It's too much.
What if?
But like, what would it die? Like, they're so like human beings are so insignificant. Like, you're so insignificant as an individual. Like, you really are. And like, you are eventually just gonna you exist for a blink of the eye of the earth. Of course, you know, as this collected atoms that make up your consciousness. Why wouldn't you want to die having your brain exploded by you know the universe's awesomeness? You know, like in terms of you know,
learning
aliens.
All at once. Well, that's the thing, because like I guess
way to
in
go.
That flash, what if in that flash felt like a million years in like to you?
Yeah,
but
exactly.
In reality, it was just a quick second because it was just like, well, we just gave him everything at once.
Okay,
like exactly.
Having
one day
the
knowledge will
dose
unlock.
Of heroin.
Yeah, one day knowledge will unlock, you know, the secrets to living forever. One day knowledge will unlock the secrets of like reality. The one day,
but you live
as
forever,
long as we
sure
don't
you...
blow ourselves to pieces and become the stellar, you know, the human equivalent of a Stellaris, like doomed civilization research opportunity. Yeah. You know, where like your scouts are flying through space and it's like, huh, look at these guys. They got to like 70,000 years old as a civilization, and then they blew themselves to pieces. Sad. As long as we don't do that,
yeah,
it's just. It's ridiculous, the frontiers that we should
There is a problem with living forever, though, because you would essentially live through the destruction of the planet in itself.
Yeah, but we could find another one by that point. There's still a couple billion years until our sun explodes.
Or find a way
on an individual level.
Encapsulate the sun. Oh, yeah. Like, on an individual level.
Could live forever and you just live
cursed with immortality.
I don't know how to do this stuff. I've got all these years. I can learn, I guess.
I'm just watching everyone fail
around
me.
But again, with time, all of these challenges will be surmounted, Ross. We'll be able to download information into your brain. You won't even have to bother to learn it. You'll just be able to access it.
Yeah.
And all
when
of
they
the
pull
challenges,
you out of the permafrost, mate, you'll be like, I was living through that. Like, what?
I was
I've been alive throughout this entire permafrost. how many years has it been? What era am I in? Can you see them pull out that mammoth, that baby mammoth?
That baby one.
Its entire form.
Good Lord,
permafrost.
Yeah. Amazing.
One, it's worrying that the permafrost is defrosting in such a way, but also just that this thing is fully formed from like what? How many thousands of years?
It looked
too
like
many.
Mummy in a barbecue bag is what it looked like.
It looked like
it had been crudely burnt over a wet forest fire.
Yeah.
But I
can't think of any other
things to survive. That's all I'm saying, Ross. Oh, I went. Put it back in the permafrost.
Not as fresh as it should be.
It's like finding,
what does it taste like?
It's like finding something in the freezer that you forgot was in the bottom. It's like,
this is
gross.
Too freezy.
How does
slight curveball.
This isn't a shop bought rabbit.
Yeah. A little curveball on the idea of like gaining all that knowledge and being that would be a great way to have your head explode and die. What if, say, that alien that came to you with that information? It's actually like a conspiracy theorist, and all of that is propaganda bullshit. trying
to sell it to anyone. You're going to die.
I'm going to die.
It's all made up.
The conspiracy thing is
that'd be hilarious.
Who are they winning over?
The first contact we make with an alien of another species is like the full-on like alt-right prepper nut of that species.
Of that species.
Left.
But it's so advanced to us.
Yeah.
It's like you're deity. To us.
I'm sure that's been done before in both book and film, but it sounds like a great premise for a book or film. Yeah. Is that like, you know, Earth is being helped by like this guy, and they're like, oh yeah, you don't want to do it like this. And it's like essentially that this whole character is just this alien is just like a douchebag who's got the super advanced
it's
elements.
It's like any cult. The guy at the top knows what's going on, but he's just feeding lies to the followers below.
But this guy can actually have advanced technology, but he tells people it's like something completely different. No, man, you don't want to do that.
It's just a circumstance.
It can be used to make women live forever as well, but we mainly use it on the men on my planet.
Yeah.
You know, like,
Oh, okay.
Interesting thought experiment there. Anyway, any funny news to round us off, Ross?
This actually got sent in several times from people. Some people saying it was Smith. Anyway, Fears Gimp Man has returned after latex pervert ambushes couple.
He's not back.
Home.
He's
what
back.
What have you got to say for yourself, Smith?
What have you got to say, Smith?
Look, all I'm saying is I'm not doing it cheap. I had to get that made special. All of the Smithy's gimp suits are way too small for me.
They rip. Don't know. There's terrible zipper quality.
That's a proper gimp suit. Look at that.
It is.
That's quality. Also got, like,
that's not terrifying,
kind of
isn't it?
With eyes and mouth, which are those
the crossed out eyes is scary. That
Fears Gimp Man has returned. I mean, it's
feared.
That headline is just. You can tell.
Is he back? Is
they
he back?
Love it.
Yeah,
Fears Gimp Man has returned. Oh no! Cried the children who
Gimp
who
Man.
A child is seen pushing a wheel with a stick down the road, and another man goes by on a bicycle. Oh no! Have you heard? Gimp
the
Man
pervert.
Has returned. His shadow lays
pervert.
Upon our shire once again. What is the squeak? Hark! A squeaketh I hear. This is like the Gimp Man cometh. Like people would just look at it and go, "What the fuck is that?" You'd think he was on a stag do, let's be honest.
You would think so. You kind of, well, if that person was walking towards you, you would find a different route. Anyway, it says a very sinister man dressed head to toe in a gimp suit has returned
very
to our sleepy Somerset villages. It's probably why you were flagged
for
up.
For God's sakes, the way this is working is hilarious.
Yatton and Clavisham have been plagued by the latex clad pest since 2018, who appears late at night to stalk and terrify the locals. Despite arresting two people in connection with the case, police are still yet to identify or stop the man known as Gimp Man. Now, I feel like, obviously, if you were of equal height as this person, it's probably easier to take him down in that gimp suit. Don't you
Absolutely.
Think?
Absolutely. I mean, also, like, we could go on Gimp Patrol.
You could go on Gimp Patrol. We should
like
go on Gimp
you,
Patrol.
Like, say you lived in the local area where this has been happening. Three, four of you in a car, just go out, you know, about
just
the time.
Searching for gimps.
And if you see a guy in a gimp suit, pin them down and call the police. Like,
look, Gimp Man, although he can hide in the shadows well, that is,
oh,
you know,
that is his power.
Black gimp
he blends
suit.
So well into the shadows.
He's just like hugging the
it's
wall.
It's the squeaks
like,
that give him away.
You can't see me. Yeah. He's rubbing
That's
against
a squeaky
stuff.
Bush.
That Pervert!
Gimp!
We can
get Gimp!
Gimp.
Get him! We're the Gimp like, Hunters. There's going to be a documentary on Channel
Mission
4.
Gimp Possible. But nice. Like seriously though, like if you were in that local, because I can see how that would be scary. I do see like
oh
if you're
God,
walking
this,
home.
This is scary.
Like,
this part.
Right on.
Says Kira Elston, 19, and her boyfriend walking home after getting out of a taxi in Yatton at around 1 a.m. on Sunday when Gimp Man emerged from the shadows and
fuck.
Started walking towards them with his arms outstretched. That would fucking freak you out,
hug.
Man.
Just want a little hug.
She had not been worrying about someone popping out of the darkness as she was with her boyfriend, but he suddenly shouted, "Kira, there's a man!" as they approached the roundabout. By the time we saw him, he was very close. My boyfriend just told me to run, she said. Kira said the encounter was the most terrifying experience of my life, adding, "I've got the image in my head of him walking towards me and staring." I don't think he's staring. That's just the cross eyes.
Yeah,
it's cross.
You can't see his eyes.
It's just the fact that he's just a bored individual. He was just wandering around in a
yeah.
trolling
yeah.
people. I think he's trolling.
He knows, he's
got
articles. He knows this is going to get articles because, like,
it's notorious.
Yeah, middle of Somerset. Of course, people. We're talking about it. It's funny. As long as he's not actually got anyone, right? He's just
no.
I mean, if he does,
but like the way this is worded is, it literally says he's back to claim another victim. That's literally the words of this.
Oh no, he'll drag
he's going
him
to
back
outstretch
into a latex
his arms
layer.
Someone again. He hasn't actually assaulted anyone, as far as I'm aware.
Well, if we go to Yatton and we
patrol,
roll, we just roll around slowly looking for gimps.
Well, we can do it silently in your car.
Exactly.
Just don't reverse.
Electric. Yeah.
Oi! Oh, mate. And then we get out. We can take airsoft guns. This is probably how we get the armed police involved.
He's like, yeah, that's right, bastard.
No. We'll take those electric bug bats. That'll be our weapons. That'll be our only... We'll each carry one like a lightsaber.
There's skin on show.
We're going to have a costume.
He's insulated.
Latex. He's insulated from that. That's the worst.
Is latex an insulator?
Depends on the...
It will be, though.
If it's real latex or...
That stuff has to touch skin to make the little spark. And that is a really quite a little sting, isn't it, when it happens?
Ooh. He's literally an insulated wire.
Okay, in that case, we just take knives.
The BB gun idea is great. I think the pistols...
The thing is, if we use... BB gets especially pistols because they look like real guns.
Okay. Well, we'll get the orange ones.
That's how we get.
Okay, first of all,
police on our ass.
We get a ball gag just so he doesn't say anything, and then we get a whip.
He's already got
just
one,
just so that we can keep him in place. And then we get some lube to make sure he doesn't get anywhere, so he doesn't slip away.
We lube his feet so he can't run.
We'll strap him down, lube him up, ball gag him, and then just
and then we can suspend him with chains. Yeah.
And it's like, well, you're playing a sex game, officer. I don't know what he's doing up there. He lubed himself. This guy. Anyway, I think that's the game you're after. He was stood there like he was proud and just, you know, like kind of with his arms out. That's pretty freaky. If anyone did that, even if they weren't in a gimp suit, you would kind of be worried.
Yeah.
Right? The gimp suit adds a lot of spice to that situation. But yeah, that's... Watch out,
Keep an eye out. For the Gimp Man in the Somerset area.
Gimps. It's important.
Yatton.
It's important.
Gimp Watch. The mood is tense.
Gimp Watch.
I mean, I really do think we need to start leaning into this stuff. Not necessarily the Gimp Man, but we definitely, as in leaning into these situations we keep coming up with, these ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you know, just try and get some sort of probably fictional, probably sketch like, let's be honest.
I want to
just
this
be
guy.
Hilarious. I mean, it'd be great.
Vigilantes.
I mean, if we could genuinely
make the documentary.
Vigilantes, the hunt for Gimp Man, Mission Gimp Possible. Yeah, like, you know.
Or we could just be called the Gimp Men.
Gimp Squad.
We aren't gimps ourselves.
We aren't the gimps.
We're not the gimps. We chase the gimps. But we are the gimp men because we're getting the gimps, you know. There's only one of them, I think.
Well, hold on. Let me just quickly check before we finish.
What were the gimps are?
Just gimp
tracker.
Map.
Let's make an app called
Gimp
Tracker.
You've got minutes to track this guy down.
Yeah,
we
need like a Gimp Watch hashtag or something so that we can follow it and be like,
he's been sighted.
Where was he last seen? Sorry.
He's been sighted. It's literally like that Hunted TV show. Just as shit. Just as fake.
But it's okay, only in Somerset. Yeah,
and we've all got unnecessary amounts of radios on.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like those like...
We find equal points in Somerset, like a triangle that we can cover.
We're always triangulating, yeah.
Different modes of transport.
We could have different like roles as well. Like, you know, like Mace Man, Drone Squad. And like, you know, just like three drones flying. Not even being able to control them all. Like, okay, yeah, getting a drone over the area. Okay, I've hit a tree. It's in a tree.
Drone one down.
Drone one is down almost immediately. I'm getting arrested for flying drone three.
I can't see anything because it's dark.
Remote
the sensor's too shitty.
That just has remote controlled devices and you never actually see my face. And I mask my voice.
Yeah. He's got
always
family.
In the back
He's
of
got
a van.
To protect.
Always,
He's
in,
always
the
in the back of a van as well, like really cramped in the back of a van.
Okay, we're in the middle of the Somerset. We've only got 3G here, so I haven't got any visual or audio here.
Yeah.
Back to walkie talkies.
I'm just a guy talking to you in the back of a van.
Yeah. We just identified several dog walkers accidentally. We're like, oh, it was dark. Sorry. Oh man, this is not going well.
Oh, God.
Come on, gimps.
Come at me, gimps. Well, the ongoing saga will continue. This is just the start of our GIMP investigation. Until
if you've
then,
seen a GIMP, let us know.
Let us know. Yeah, give us some info at our email, hatchat@hat-films.com. Thank you very much. And if there's any patrons out there that want to support our, you know, GIMP investigations, let us know. patreon.com/hatfilms. Thank you very much to everyone that's already supporting us. Check us out on YouTube. If you want to see the visuals along with this, see Gimp Man in the flesh. In the pictures.
Go to Yatton.
Yeah. In the
Go to Yatton if you want to see him in the flesh. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Have a great week, everyone. And stay frosty. Keep an eye.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Keep an eye out.
Shadows.
And listen for squeaks. And yeah,
don't we'll get gimped.
Don't get gimped. See you all next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Indeed.
Bye.